After 20 years as a self-employed contractor, business owner, and entrepreneur, I've learned a few things about marketing and business growth. My goal is to help home service businesses and contractors grow wildly successful businesses, live the life of their dreams, and use their business to build a lasting legacy. If you'd like to work with my marketing agency to help you grow your home service business, go to clicksintocustomers.net. Now, on with the show. Hey, welcome back to the show, to the Legacy Hacks Podcast. Now, the last episode, we kind of talked about where it all started, and I definitely figured out what I did not want to do. You know, I was sick of just the grind, and you know, and then it kind of suddenly out of nowhere, you know, the pandemic of 2020 hit, and this threw everyone for a loop. And this suddenly meant that everything was shutting down. All of my jobs got canceled. It just killed my only source of income. You know, my major source of income, I was trickling in just, you know, like a couple thousand bucks off of some, you know, little investments here and there, but it was definitely not enough to pay the bills. And it was, you know, I was just kind of, you know, my wife had a great job, and that just sucks as a man. If you've ever been in that situation when your wife's making more than you and she's paying all the bills, it just sucks ass. You know, you just don't feel like a man. You feel like a failure as a business owner. And that's when I ran into a friend who told me a secret. Now, he was making more money than ever. He said, you know, even with the pandemic, you know, as we realize now, looking back in hindsight, but in the midst of it, in the beginning stages of 2020, when everything shut down, you know, he said he was booked out for like 7 weeks in advance. Like he was working 7 days a week, installing, granite countertops, because everyone's decided that they're going to cancel their vacations and they're going to invest in their house and they're going to take all that vacation money and they're going to do some home projects. And he was just completely slammed. So this is what it triggered in me. Like, what I should be focusing on is a single trade, a quick service. So, and kind of another funny story kind of around this same time is, you know, we went to our friend's house in Arizona. They live near the river, near Lake Havasu. If you've ever been out there, if you know anything about it, it's in the summertime, it's just a huge boating community. You know, all these people come in from California and they've got their big lifted monster trucks pulling their RVs and their boats. And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, you know, what do those guys do that they have all this money? You know, those trucks and those, you know, that's probably $200,000 rolling down the road. And then it clicked in my head. I bet you they're contractors. They're living off of their deposits. And that's when it really hit me. It's like what my friend told me. And what I just saw, it's like, I need to jump back in the game. I need to quit whining, quit being a baby about it, and figure this out. And if I don't like what is happening to me, I got to do something different, right? You know, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting it to get better, that is the definition of insanity. So I set up a new business. I built a website and I tried a ton of different online marketing strategies. And within a couple weeks, you know, I had just a ton of leads coming in. I had phone calls. My business took off and it grew super fast. Now, unfortunately, I quickly realized that I built the exact type of business that I didn't want to have. You know, I was really good at marketing. I was really good at getting leads, but I needed a few things. I needed to tweak a few things because I was stuck on the job all the time. All my time was spent talking on the phone, dealing with customers, dealing with issues between my crew and the customers. And I wasn't available to answer the phone to talk with new customers, to deal with new leads. And by the time I got to my leads, they all went cold. They all disappeared. And all of my marketing and all my lead generation efforts were completely wasted. And what I started to realize that leads are easy to get. You know, marketing and advertising and all this stuff is not a big mystery. It's really easy to get leads. The trick is, and where most contractors are terrible at, myself included at this time, was converting the leads into customers, converting them into booked appointments and paid customers. You have to get them from a lead to they need an estimate. So you need to convert them into a booked appointment, and then you need to convert them into a customer. So what you need for that is you need a proven system for ultra high speed lead flow follow-up and converting them into booked appointments. So in just a few short months, I had this booming business, but I was right back at the beginning. I hated the sound of my phone ringing. I hated micromanaging every single job. I hated being a babysitter between my customers and my crew. And I needed to be out running my business, not stuck on a job site, you know, dealing with all these issues. But at this point, I was thought to myself, what else am I going to do? I'm a licensed contractor. I have all this time invested. This is the skill that I had, and I didn't want to go out and learn something new. I was already 50 years old, and the thought of starting over felt terrifying. So about this time, you know, I'm listening to podcasts and doing a bunch of research and, researching marketing and business. And I heard this one guy on a podcast. I forget who it was, but they were a consultant, and they were setting up this medical office with these dentists and chiropractors. And he was talking about automated booking systems and email and text notifications and text automations and all these confirmations and things. And what he was talking about was how you could automate the entire customer journey from converting, from bringing in a lead to converting that lead into a booked appointment, and then turning that lead into a patient for the doctors. And I thought to myself, I wonder if that would work for a home service business. Now, I knew how to build a website. I knew some basic, how to hook up integrations. You know, I'm kind of a techie computer nerd. You know, my background way back in like the early 90s was websites and doing online stuff when the whole internet thing took off. So I knew kind of some of the basics of how to do that, but I wasn't sure. What I was really concerned about was, is a homeowner going to be interested in scheduling an online appointment with a contractor and doing it themselves? You know, did they need more of, you know, the traditional marketing aspects? Is, you know, we've all done this. We've all run ads in, you know, those magazines or those coupon envelopes that come in the mail, and, you know, there's a phone number and they have to go call the phone number and you have to answer the phone. No one goes to a website, you know, or at least I thought that. No one picks up one of those magazine ads and actually goes to the website. You know, they usually just phone call. That's what I thought. That was the old belief I had. You know, I had this limiting belief of, you know, is this going to work? You know, do homeowners want to do it this way? And what I figured out kind of just blew my mind. It really just was a huge eye-opener for me. So what I did is I had about like 8 pieces of software. I had these softwares and apps, and I tied them all together with this automation software. They were basically just really kind of duct taped together. You know, I had a calendar, online appointment calendar. I had this email automated email thing with MailChimp, and I had a WordPress website, and I had texting apps and this review reputation management thing. And I had this stuff all sort of like duct taped together, and it worked. I mean, it totally blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. It totally worked. And then it broke. About once a week, I would get a notification that something failed, and I had to go in and tweak it and fix it and put it all back together. But the proof was there. It was working. People were actually calling me and getting text notifications. They were going to my website. They saw my calendar and they just booked an appointment. Sometimes I would even get notifications on my phone that just said, you have a booked appointment for Thursday. I'm like, oh my God, you know, they didn't even call me. They just went to the website. They booked an appointment. So this was really amazing. So what this did for me is it completely really cut down the amount of time that I was on the phone with my leads. More importantly, my leads weren't going cold. Because what happens when people go on Google, you know, when they search for air duct cleaning, or they search for furnace repair, or leaky water heater, you know, or plumber or drywall repair or house painter or whatever, whatever it is they're searching for, they're going down that list. And 90% of the time, they're only on that first page at Google. They're not going to page two, page three. They're calling those top five. And they're going to start with number one, and they're going to go down that list until someone answers the phone, until they speak to someone. And even if they leave a message, this is the real problem. This is the thing that I learned is even if they get your answering machine and they leave a message, what happens? They go down to the next one and they call the next person and they leave another message and they call down, go down to the next one and they leave another message and they're going to schedule an appointment with whoever calls them back the fastest. And if you don't call them back within, it used to be, you know, a few years ago when I was doing marketing for real estate agents, it used to be, I would tell them, you have to get to them within 10 minutes. Now it's like, you need to get with them within like 30 seconds. If they leave a message and you don't call them back or text them back within 30 seconds, they're gone. They forgot who you were. They forgot the message that they left you and they are on to the next. And they're going to only remember the person that they actually talked to. All right, you guys, I'm going to have to leave it there. That's the episode for today. Tune in the next episode when we talk about how I took what I learned in generating these new leads and started applying it to other businesses, other contractors in the area that just exploded their business. All right, thanks for listening. See you on the next episode. So generating leads is easy. Getting leads is easy. I don't care what anyone tells you, if it's Facebook ads or Google ads or SEO or whatever, getting leads is easy. The difficult part comes when you want to convert those leads into paying customers. And how do you convert leads into paying customers? With lead flow follow-up. I call it lead flow automation, and my Lead Ninja system will do exactly that. It will convert the lead for you. It will send automations and text messages and emails and automatically book appointments for you. If you'd like to find out if this is a good fit for your business and you want to have us install all of this done for you into your business, including all of the lead generation, unlimited leads, and all of the lead flow follow-up done for you, go to clicksintocustomers.net and you can fill out an application to work with us. We only work with a handful of businesses at a time because it is time consuming to set up, but we guarantee that you will start generating leads and booked appointments within the first week of working with this. Usually about 48 hours. That's a bold claim. I don't want to promise that, but within 48 hours to a week, you will have leads flowing into your business and converting them into booked appointments. Again, if that sounds something like interesting to you and you want to check that out, go to clicksintocustomers.net and fill out an application.